Christmas time, baby.
For real, Dev.
Now I'm going Super Saiyan. Yeah, you thought I was playing. Yeah. Now I'm going Super Saiyan. Boy, I've been elevated. Yeah. My power level over 9,000. On my own, I can move any mountain. My power level over 9,000. On my own, I can move any mountain.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome.
Christmas.
Welcome to Did You Find This Helpful? I'm Santa MJ.
I'm Henralph.
And it's Mary. This is a Christmas special. Wow.
This podcast is called Did You Find This Helpful? Wait, did we say that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we did. I'm Henry with an I. That's SMJ. We're here with this podcast. SMJ, tell us what this podcast is.
I'm not SMJ. I'm Santa MJ. Okay. All
Santa
right.
Santa MJ,
so,
tell us what the podcast is.
Santa MJ. So this podcast, you know, we scour through Amazon and skewer Daddy Bezos.
There it is.
So we basically search Amazon.com for things that we want to impulse buy. In this particular format, we pick three items with positive reviews and three items with negative reviews. And it's usually based around a theme like pets last week. This theme is a little different. We decided that we were going to make each other Amazon wish lists, and we're going to try to guess what they are.
Yay.
What the other person. So I made a wish list for Henry. Henry made a wish list for me.
For Santa MJ.
Santa MJ. Henry, before we begin, I mean, it's Christmas, you know? Christmas is a holiday that's not great for me. But, you know, we're getting through it. And it's wonderful. I mean, this year I'm with my partner in a beautiful little apartment. She counts our presents every morning as if she is an elf herself. but, you know, we've been watching a lot of Christmas things.
Like you do.
Listening to a lot of Christmas music.
You know?
So I have, yeah.
I hate Christmas music. I just want to get it out there in the universe. It's been really prevalent in my life this year, which is fine because if my grandma wants Christmas music, she damn well gets Christmas music.
She deserves it.
She does.
So I thought we should ask, I thought I should ask us both a couple Christmas warm-up questions before we get into these wish lists. Okay.
Sure.
So these are called best and worst, okay? So you need to give me the best and worst. There can be ties, but don't give me a top five, you know? Try to really think through it.
Okay.
So best and worst Christmas song. Mine are pretty easy, but I want to know yours.
The worst Christmas song is Santa Baby. I hate that song. It makes me so uncomfortable.
It is weird. It is weird.
I don't understand it. Like, are you asking Santa to marry you? He's a married man, supposedly. I'm not against polygamy. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to discriminate. The best Christmas song? Silent Night in German, I really like. Stille Nacht.
Jesus. My least favorite. It's like Santa Baby. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That one's really bad. I also dislike, Grandma Got Hit by a Reindeer, or whatever the hell it is. My least favorite is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. I understand.
I think it legitimately is just annoying.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of flack for this episode.
Send me hate mail at didyoufindthishelpful@gmail.com. Best, I really love Do They Know It's Christmas Time? Free the World.
Oh, like, I told someone 80s. One time, I don't remember whose house I was in, but I for a very short while convinced someone that I was on that recording.
No, you weren't even a
I
thought.
Know, I wasn't even born. But I I don't know. I was lying out of my ass, and it was course. For the whole night. I was lying for fun, I guess. I'm a different person now.
Yeah. So it's that one. And I also really like Holiday by Lil Nas X. It just came out this year. And I think it's like a really, it's not even a holiday song, but like Lil Nas X is just good at like genre bending things and they're catchy. So I
will
like
give it a listen for your sake. If we're going it's like not good. Actually holiday, then I would say one of my favorite winter theme songs is December Baby by Ingrid Michaelson.
Disgusting. I also like Winter Song by Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson. That's good. I like that one.
I feel like I've heard it, but not since high school.
You should listen. I'm going to give you a playlist.
Great.
Best and worst Christmas movie.
Best Christmas movie, Elf. I just love it. I know it that some people
Elf
are like,
Elf is good.
Eh.
No, Elf is great.
I think it's so fun. The worst Christmas movie is whatever movie we watched on Lifetime the other day. I don't know what it was. I thought it was a Hallmark movie going into it, and it was
a
not.
A Recipe for Seduction?
I don't know.
The KFC movie?
No. I heard you told me about that, didn't you?
It's very bad.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, I've been watching my favorite commentary channels, reviews of it. There's funny. Like a attempted murder plot in the middle of it.
Oh my God.
Mario Lopez plays a sexy Colonel Sanders who seduces like a millionaire's daughter. Or
Mario
like
Lopez?
That. Yeah.
What the heck?
Saved by the Bells, Mario Lopez.
That's confusing.
best for me. Oh, fuck. I love Elf. I really do.
It's a great movie.
Elf is great. Oh, there was another one we just watched the other day that I'm like, this movie is dope. You know what? I am partial to like A Christmas Story, and that's mostly because my dad loved A Christmas Story so much.
I've never actually seen it. Like, the house is in Cleveland, but I've never seen it.
It's good. I like it. My least favorite is Christmas with the Cranks. It is the most depressing Christmas story of all time.
Unfortunate.
Rich people choosing to not celebrate Christmas, and everybody hates them for it. It's a weird message. It's a weird message. Both sides. And our final one, best and worst Christmas TV specials. I will also include worst like Christmas episodes. For me, the worst Christmas episodes are any Christmas episode from Glee. All bad. They're all bad. They're all terrible. The best is either A Year Without a Santa Claus. Classic.
Never seen it.
Classic. It's Santa decides to take a year off of Christmas, and it has Heat Miser and Snow Miser, and they're so good. And then, of course, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
All right, so I was originally going to say I don't have an answer for this because I don't like Christmas. Like, it's not a thing I've ever really enjoyed. I think it's weird. I feel weird about getting presents for not doing anything at all, but I do like giving people presents. I think it's fun. But if TV shows count, then yes, I will steal that answer too. The Glee Christmas episodes
were garbage,
especially the one with Rory in it. I don't remember. He sang like Blue Christmas at the beginning because he only ever sang sad songs that were not even good.
He sang a Kermit song too, which I love Kermit, but like, come on. It Ain't Easy Being Green, I think that's what he said.
Yeah, because he's Irish. He was
Irish, that's right.
And my favorite Christmas episode was in the first season of Community when Abed has a fever dream that everyone is claymation. That's the best Christmas episode.
Oh, Jesus. It's fine.
I am in love with Community.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so we're finally ready.
Yeah, we're ready. I'm really excited about this.
We're jolly. And I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I want to.
Tell me about the stuff I want.
The category is books.
Oh, good. Strong.
$7.99 free shipping. There's no highly expensive item.
I have a couple.
Because I know you. You're frugal. You know, you.
Well, I was pretending this was fake money.
I mean, some of these I looked up and I was like, maybe I'll actually get this for you. I was like, some of these are actually like not bad. Here's a product description for you. Hope you can find some relaxing moments from the book. 3 exclamation points.
What does that mean?
We'll find out. There's no reviews, but I'm going to give you another product description hint.
Okay.
With a unique and breathtaking design, this book will bring kids into the colorful fantasy world of blank, blank characters. SMJ found that helpful. It's something that you like to do.
What is
in
the
book form?
What's the first product description?
Hope you can find some relaxing moments from the book. 3 exclamation points. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an Alice in Wonderland coloring book?
Ooh, it is not, but it is a coloring book.
I figured it was it a coloring is, book. I just don't know.
It is a color by number book for Among Us. Among Us, perfect book for fans with beautiful, high quality visuals.
That's so, so cool. I almost got you an Among Us thing too. I didn't.
So Henry and I have been, well, I've been hosting it, but Henry's been, Henry and I sort of like,
I have attended every session. We close the shop
every night. It's usually Henry, I, and someone or multiple people
from our college
usually end it. We've been playing Among Us with this Discord group, and it is it's a fun time.
If you join Patreon,
you can play Among Us.
You could play Among Us with us. We will send you an invite.
No matter what you donate, we'll give you the Among Us codes every Sunday.
Every Sunday. At 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. All right. I'm here for that. I'm kind of mad now that I didn't have an Among Us thing for you.
It's fine.
But I was thinking about the plushes. Things. Okay. Anyway.
The plushes are good. They're
so
cute.
I'm starting small. The category is clothing, shoes, and jewelry. It's $9.95 with free Prime shipping. And the description. I hate that I did this, but everything else in the description would have given it away. Color, transgender pride. Blade.
Blade.
Blade wrote on July 21st, 2018. Pretty good. 5 stars. A little smaller than you're thinking, but after some work, it fits like a dream. 0 people found this helpful. It's something you would definitely use.
I'm not sure if it would be like a trans like headband or like a trans sock, you know?
One sock.
I'm going to say it's a trans, like, pride flag headband.
It is. It's the Basics Rainbow LGBT Gay Pride Accessories Kit Bandana Headband Wristband. So it's like a terry cloth headband like you wear all the time and a single wristband. One of the other reviews was super fun. It was like, in a very popular volleyball anime I watch, they wear these all the time, so I had to get it.
I really want to get into, like, wearing wristbands. I would like to start getting into that.
There you go. I should have gotten this for you for Christmas.
I only have one bracelet from my Life is Strange thing. That's it. It's the only one I wear on my wrist.
They had in Westerville at Cindaloo's.
Cindaloo's. Yeah.
They sold a ton of random, like there was a box that they had that you opened the box and there were a ton of sweatbands that around your wrists, which is weird. Like they were just loose.
Yeah.
Our friend Daniel bought a couple of them and was into it for like freshman year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm mad I didn't get this next one because it was what I was looking for and I couldn't find it. And I don't know how I couldn't have found it because it's the first thing that pops up. Category is Amazon Home.
Are you going to give me a house?
$24.60 with free shipping.
Can you imagine if Amazon Home meant like you're buying a house?
You're buying a house for $24.60.
A house.
With free shipping. Get the full scoop. All right.
Is it ice cream?
Buyer of Things wrote on May 6th, 2020. Cool. 5 stars. Cool, cool, cool. One person found this helpful.
Okay.
What is that?
Home is the category? That's not right.
No, it's Amazon Home. That's the that's the broad category.
Whatever. It's the complete series of Community.
What?
It's the complete series of Community box set.
No. It is the Troy and Abed in the Morning mug.
Damn it. Okay, so I was looking at Community things and I remember that review on a product.
Officially, it's the official NBC Universal store on Amazon.
I told Michael, my brother, that I wanted that for Christmas. But he asked me what I wanted for Christmas Saturday. So
I swear to God, I almost bought it. I'm glad I didn't. Sally and I got you something else. You'll find out in a day from when this episode comes out.
Yay! I'm excited about you opening your present too because I jammed it in there. Okay. box is actually the box is what I got my Abed Nadir Pop Funko Pop in. I bought Abed and Troy on eBay. Okay.
Fantastic.
So this next category is toys and games. It costs $22.95 with free Prime shipping.
Wow, that is such a specific price that, like, it already, like, clues me into something.
Description? Collect them all.
You piece of shit.
Vicious okay. Maggot wrote on November 30th, 2020, good times, 5 stars. This is ... legit. Yep, I said it. A fun little novelty plushie, but as close as I'll get to the real deal. Wait, ... That sounds creepy. 0 people found this helpful.
Oh, wait, now I have no clue. Because $22.95 is like a very standard price for like a Power Rangers figure.
I feel like it's a figure price.
Yeah, but
you're on the right track.
Then he's the plush.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to fake me out? Is this an Among Us plush?
It's not.
And you just lied and you're like, no.
Is that your
guess?
Okay,
wait. No.
Okay, because that's not what it is.
A plush. You said plush, right?
A novelty plushie, yes.
A novelty plushie. Oh, God.
I love slushies and plushies.
Oh, no. A novelty plushie.
Quick. 3, 2, 1, go.
It is a John Cena plush.
Very close.
Sorry.
So close. It is a WWE Superstars Tag Team Superstar Sasha Banks.
Oh, plush doll. That's good. Oh,
with like ribbon hair. I can never remember the names of the guy wrestlers you like. I just always remember Sasha Banks because I'm like, oh, she's hot. So.
And he's like, I think Sasha Banks is attractive, so I'll just keep buying SMJ Sasha Banks snacks. Fantastic. That's incredible. I didn't even know that was a thing. See, we're all
learning.
Yeah,
we're learning. I wanted to get you, there was like an autographed framed picture of her and it was like mounted with a little plaque that says legit boss on it. But there were no reviews and I wasn't about to play that game.
That doesn't stop me from doing it.
I know. I'm aware.
Category is because, you know, it is a very important thing in your life. The category is pet supplies.
Oh, no.
All right. It's $27.51.
Weird.
With free shipping.
But
it's
not
an Amazon's choice.
Okay.
Here's the product description excerpt. It's my favorite cutting of a sentence I've ever done. Helps keep your cat. Sarah Doble wrote on January 14th, 2019, great quality and value, 3 exclamation points and 5 stars. I was hesitant to buy this because some people reported it showing up way too small. So I decided to take the risk and thank goodness I did. It took me about 3 minutes to put it together and my 2 cats were immediately all over it. The blank is super soft. The scratching posts are well made and they're loving the toy attachment. It's a great height and the blank can accommodate both of them as they nap together. 573 people found that helpful.
Pet owners never fail to shock me
with how
ludicrous they are. Oh, shoot. I think I was recording all of this way too quietly. So if I just got louder, you're welcome.
They don't have to fucking play with the volume.
I might have to. Okay. I think this is Snuggle Time Cat Tree Loft.
Ooh. It's close.
Is it really?
An Amazon Basics Cat Condo Tree Tower with hammock bed.
Hammock bed. That's so cute.
And scratching post. So it comes with a little hammock. It's perfect Bindi size.
She is so cute, tiny babe.
And Bindi will stop scratching because it comes with a scratching post and a toy attachment to play with.
She has a scratching post. That does not stop her from scratching.
Can't have too many scratching posts.
We have had to introduce a spray bottle because she's tried to climb the Christmas tree several times. But ever since, I think it took her 3 sprays on 3 different days, and now she just sleeps under there. Like a little present. Okay, so I have 2 options for you. I'm going to let you choose. One is actually real, and the other is a gag gift.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They're basically the same thing, just a different thing. So, okay, which one
if
do
I
you
pick
want?
The real gift, can you tell me the gag gift?
Yes.
Okay, I want the real one, obviously.
The category is movies and TV. It costs $26.60 with free Prime shipping.
Yeah, don't sound disappointed.
The description is wittingly wreaking havoc on friends and foes alike. Which is very much like you, you know?
It's perfect.
Okay, Marissa wrote on January 9th, 2017, all discs were perfect, no flaws, 5 stars. OMG, I miss this show so much. Gonna give into it today after work. All discs were perfect, no flaws, def recommend. 2 people found this helpful.
I'm gonna give into it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think it meant like get into it, but oh, they wrote
like,
give into it.
Like,
I guess it depends on what you want.
I hope.
I hope that's not what's happening with this show.
Appropriate.
It's not.
Okay. You said 26?
26.60.
Oh, God.
It is a steal.
Havoc on friends and family alike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like on friends and foes alike.
It sounds like a lot of things I want.
Yes.
Oh, no. Is it Power Rangers?
No. That was more expensive than that.
Is it?
No, I'm telling you, it is Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, complete series, seasons 1 through 7 bundle. I feel like you could use some inspiration for another Girl Power 90s play, so. But like $27 for the entire series, that's seven
that's
seasons
crazy.
And
that's
a made-for-TV movie, Sabrina in Rome.
That's why I was thinking it was like a season of something.
Mm-hmm.
Wreak havoc on friends and foes. Sabrina doesn't do that.
Well.
What?
She just might.
What's the gag gift then?
It costs $104.95. It's also a complete series. Do you want to take a stab at what series?
What's the hint?
The hint, take a remarkable journey.
Do you have a review?
I do. Do you want me to just
do it? Let's just do it. Yeah, why not?
805 Metrology Tech wrote on January 10th, 2017, perfect for the redacted fan, 5 stars.
Oh, God.
My kid's sister was a huge fan of this show. She watched it religiously when it was still on TV. This made it the perfect Christmas present for her last Christmas. It was packaged really well, and the DVDs were organized well also. She loved it, and that's all I needed to her. I'm not a fan of the show, never watched a minute of it, but if my sister, who's a diehard fan, loved this, I'm confident any fan of this show will appreciate this boxed set. 8 people found this helpful.
I don't even know, but I'll just take a stab. I'm gonna guess if it's a gag gift, it will probably stay along the same lines. It's Sabrina, right?
Guess what it is.
Is it Boy Meets World?
Glee! Complete series.
What?
Glee! Sorry, I was trying to sing. Glee.
Oh,
it's Glee.
Glee. Oh, my! I couldn't hear it. You raised so many octaves that the king just
Glee!
Gave out.
It's Glee! Our favorite worst time we had together in quarantine, watching the entire series.
You know, upon reflection,
no, don't fall into that trap, because that's why I thought it was gonna be okay when we started it.
No, some of it was good.
Marley
even in the
was
back
good.
Half,
that's
God.
It. Marley was good.
I want
good.
The complete series just to follow Marley's journey.
Well, it's called Supergirl. It's trash.
I'll watch Supergirl.
No,
I'm gonna go watch Supergirl during a break.
Jingle, jingle. It's Christmas.
What?
Welcome back.
Oh, my God.
My grandma asked me if I was going to be putting in Christmas music behind the whole episode, and she said, well, I think you should. So if I do, it'll start right now. Ding, 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 ding.
That's my little jingle bell. That's just looped over and over again.
Ding, 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 ding.
So I think you have to start with the negative reviews first.
I went from lowest to highest price for the second half.
Great.
So first I did these last night, and for some of them, this is one of them. I was like, I think this is a nice thing, but it's not like a thing I would like for sure commit to getting. Like the Sabrina series. I mean, I would probably get that if it was $27. Anyway, okay. The category is clothing, shoes, and jewelry. It costs $19.99 with free Prime delivery. Okay. And description? For fans of the channel. Amazon customer wrote on August 27th, 2019, "No worth it, 1 star.
Oh.
The shirt is missing parts of the picture and is faded already." 0 people found this helpful. What is it?
Is it like a 90s Nick t-shirt?
Yes.
It is?
It's a Nickelodeon 90s Nicktoon Squad graphic t-shirt.
Knew it. Fucking nailed it.
It's like Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats.
Hey Arnold.
And I think Rocket Board is on there.
Oh, Rocket Power?
Rocket. No, it's Rocket. Oh, Rocket.
No, it's
Power?
Rocket Power.
Oh, shit, I feel dumb.
And then yeah. Is Cat Dog on there? Gotta have Cat Dog.
I don't think so.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think that was
there. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of 90s Nick. I also love I'm sad. My brother and I, like a Christmas ago, we were gonna buy Legends of the Hidden Temple, the board game.
Whoa.
If you remember Legends of the Hidden Temple,
they're bringing it back.
Yes, they are. Obstacle course kid competition reality show.
With slime.
I don't know how the board game works. Probably, I need to look it up.
It's probably not as fun as the show.
It's probably like a card game.
Can you imagine if you bought the board game and then it came with like a shrink ray and you shrunk yourself so you could do the obstacle course
and you're
on the board?
In it.
Make that a thing.
That's fantastic.
A
we love it.
Shrink ray. Dumb.
Amazing. Categories are movie and TV.
Okay.
Price is $15.54 and it's going to come with $5.99 shipping.
I hate this. But okay.
It's the Blu-ray. Can you play Blu-rays?
I can, yeah.
Okay, because the DVDs were all used, and I didn't want to buy you used. I wanted something new,
nice.
You know. I'm thinking about it.
I feel like I might already have this.
We'll find out. Okay. I will say, this is my secret hint, and then I'll give you a product description hint. This eluded us during the quarantine.
What is that? It'll, like...
This thing we never got a chance to see eluded us during the quarantine. Here's your product description excerpt. Jump. Bat Lady wrote on January 17th, 2014, disappointed. 1 star. This is a terrible video. The quality of the recording is awful and it is not as I expected. All I wanted is a record of their concerts and does not really care about the fan stuff that were inserted in between shows. The title, blank, the blank blank blank, is deceiving. Please do not get this, as you'll just feel bad. Was returning this, even though it's really cheap, just to make a statement, but was told to just keep it for being a good customer. 3 people found that helpful.
And that was a 1-star review? They told you to keep it? And oh, whatever. I was trying to make a statement, god damn it.
What is it?
Okay, my mind went in several directions. With Jump, I thought the classic Jump In with Corbin Bleu. But I don't think that's what it is. And then the blank blank, I'm thinking it was Glee, the concert version.
It was actually blank, the blank 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 blank.
Oh, whatever.
It was 5 blanks. And if I didn't do 5 blanks, I meant 5 blanks.
And you really threw me off by saying something that eluded both of us, because like I wouldn't be surprised if this was a One Direction concert and you thought, oh, that would be so funny. I don't know why.
It's not.
I did watch the One Direction movie on Netflix last year. It was pretty good,
actually.
Sally
and I about to watch the Ariana Grande documentary that just came out.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm out of guesses. I'm going to stick with Glee concert.
It is Glee, the 3D concert movie.
Oh, I knew it.
Now, I can't tell you, folks, when we finished watching Glee, I was like, we're going to find this concert movie.
It was like 2 in the morning.
We're going to find it. And even after Henry went to bed, I stayed up on my little phone. I was trying to find it. The only place I could find it is you'd have to rent it for like $7 on Amazon Prime. I'm not going to do that.
We totally could have done
gonna...
that.
Well, I mean, we could have, but like,
it wouldn't
did have you
been 3D.
Pay?
Hmm.
Yeah, we don't have glasses. These come with glasses.
Amazing.
Just for you. And then you can put them over the little, you can put the other pair over the camera, my camera, so I can see it in 3D.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I don't think that would work.
Okay. Well,
I thought it was going, the only Blu-rays I have are Studio Ghibli, because for Christmas a couple years ago, my ex got me like a little Blu-ray player and Hayao Miyazaki collection.
That's right.
So
that's
I just assume every Blu-ray is going to be Hayao Miyazaki. I don't know. It's dumb, but
you
I was like, oh, it's probably a Hayao Miyazaki. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. The category is toys and games. It costs $300 plus $4.29 shipping.
Oh, yes.
The description also comes with a shield. Timothy Hughes Jr. wrote on May 13th, 2020.
Timothy Hughes Jr.
Why $200? 3 stars. Remember, the price was $300.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want this, but I'm not paying no $200. That is nuts. My wife would pack her bags if I did, LOL. 3 people found this helpful.
Oh. Plus a shield?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was the vaguest I could get from this description. Everything else would give it away in a moment.
Oh, man. This is hard.
You know what it is in your heart.
Shield. Oh, God. Okay. Is it a Power Rangers thing? Is it a Power Rangers thing?
You have to be more specific. I'm not just going to say yes or no to that answer.
No, that's going to narrow it down.
No,
a lot.
I'm not doing that. You don't get any more hints.
A shield. Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to look like a tool if I don't get it.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You're going to be such a tool?
$300. What has a shield? Holy crap. I'm blanking big time. Oh,
this is
no.
really embarrassing for you.
It is going to be embarrassing
it's
for me.
It's not.
It's a Power Rangers thing. I'm going to keep saying that.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Okay, please do.
It is Power Rangers Lightning Collection Red and Zeo Gold Ranger 2-Pack SDCC 2019 exclusive.
It. Yes!
Which is...
Oh, that one... Yeah.
It's fascinating because we were talking about how you wanted Britta Perry Funko Pop as well, and that was also an SDCC 2019 exclusive.
That's right.
Interesting.
Wow. I think when we did the Power Rangers episode, I brought that particular 2-pack up, and I was like, I'm not going to do that because it's so expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope.
SDCC is
shield.
San Diego Comic-Con.
What shield do they
the
have?
The red one comes with a shield.
A shield?
I don't know.
Red Mighty Morphin doesn't have a shield?
All right, talk about me now.
Later. Sorry. Wow. Toys and games is the category. this comes in at
$1,700.
I should have got Monopoly.
I hate Monopoly.
I should have done our electronic Monopoly. Wait, we played Monopoly, and what was the other one? Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. Trivial Pursuit was fun, though.
I should have gotten you, like, Twilight Trivial Pursuit. I did
not,
my God. Unfortunately.
I just now figured out how to prop my microphone up. Go me.
Applause in the chat.
It's taken 5 months of me being here, but whatever.
Great. The price is $17.48 with free shipping for this toy.
That's weird.
The product description excerpt, stylized.
Oh my God.
I spend way too much on Amazon, wrote on March 2nd, 2019. Will barely stand. 2 stars. I'm on my second one. And it will barely stand up. Funko's quality has gotten so bad. If you want to leave it in the box, then I recommend it. If you want to take it out and display it, good luck. Slightest movement knocks it over. 2 people found that helpful. It is true. Some of the Funko Pops, my Annie one won't stand up, so I had to put a little business card underneath her heels so that way it stands up.
All of mine do. My Troy, Abed, Shirley, and the Cabbage Man from Avatar do. Is this Jeff Winger Funko Pop?
It is a Funko Pop Sokka.
Sokka! Oh!
From Avatar.
That's great.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a big fan of Funko Pops. The only ones I want are all of the community ones and select Avatar ones because that's fun.
This one looked really good, so I was like, yeah. Plus, your hair.
I don't know if our listeners know, but my hair is Sokka now. I look like Sokka. And I Sokka can't wait to cosplay the fuck out of that one day.
Fantastic.
Thank you for bringing that to the table.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done, I think.
Okay. All right.
The category is office products. The cost is $5,500 plus free shipping. The description? Oh, okay. So versatile.
Is what?
The description.
Is?
Oh, so versatile, in all caps.
Oh, so versatile. Okay.
There was no review, so I wrote one. Inertia Sertia wrote on December 22nd, 2020. Holiday done right, as if 1 star.
You wrote this?
Yeah.
What the hell? All right.
I think this was supposed to be a nice gesture, but what the actual fuck am I supposed to do with all of this? Worst Secret Santa ever. I'd rather have a forest named after me or something, you know? 0 people found this helpful. There's a hidden pun in there somewhere, just so you know.
That's very hidden.
Yes. Right is spelled W-R-I-T-E.
You know, the first thing that popped up my head is so wrong, but it's funny enough to me. When you said forest named after me, I was like, ah, so it must be a Smokey the Bear desk. I was like, why?
That would like, be equally as prominent on the most ridiculous and fun scale.
I'd be like, yes, of course. That makes so much sense. You know what, Henry? I have no idea. Is this like a standing writing desk? Is that what it says?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
As we all know, well, if you don't know, SMJ is a playwright up and coming, soon to make it big on the big time on the capitalist free market. Because we don't like Broadway.
I don't like Broadway, but if they give me a big fat contract and they cast the actors I want.
So I thought, you know, I think you always need somewhere to be able to write these things. And I think a computer is just too high tech. So instead I decided to spend $5,500 on 3,500 notebook journals for travelers. Black soft cover, A5 size. 2 10mm by 140mm, 60 square grid pages, 30 sheets each.
You said 3,500 notebooks?
Yes. Merry Christmas. Can you imagine if I bought this for you and it showed up at your apartment?
Holy shit. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I think I'd shit myself and be like, this is the greatest prank of all time.
You'd never have to buy paper again.
I would never have to buy paper again. Sally would be probably pissed. Where do we put that? You know, where do you begin to put 3,500?
I was the
wait.
They're
only 30 pages each. That's insanity.
I know.
Stop the madness! All right. Last one for you is CDs and vinyl.
It's Alanis Morissette.
The price is $10 with free shipping.
Okay.
And it's an Amazon's choice.
Hmm.
I'm going to give you the full listing.
Okay.
Of the songs on this. Okay.
Oh, no.
Happy. Uptown Funk.
It's Kids Bop.
Party Rock Anthem. Shake It Off. Roar. Call Me Maybe.
It's Kids Bop, and I know this because I've heard this version.
Best Day of My Life. Gangnam Style, Moves Like Jagger, All About That Bass, The Fox, What Does the Fox Say, Bills, and Make Some Noise.
Yeah, this is the Kidz Bop CD, and I know this because I heard this one. My cousins played this one.
Disney Mom wrote on October 12th, 2017. I'm just going to ignore you.
Okay.
Disappointed, but only spelled with one P.
Oh,
one star.
Disney Mom, get your shit together.
Wish that for a CD, they would use the phrase, oh my gosh, in the songs rather than the alternative. We don't use the Lord's name in vain. So this CD will go in the trash. Six people found that helpful.
The trash, Disney Mom. It's almost as wasteful as Disney World itself.
Yeah, it's almost as wasteful as 3,500 notebooks.
You would use them in your life. Your lifetime.
All right. What is it?
It's Kidz Bop.
What is it, though?
It's Kidz Bop CD. Kidz Bop 32.
This is actually, I thought you would like it. It's Kidz Bop's greatest hits.
Oh.
Because you're such a Kidz Bop's connoisseur. Now, there are like two different Kidz Bop's greatest hits. There's one in 2009, which I probably should have picked.
Probably.
But I picked the one from 2016.
Yeah. Great.
So there are two, but they're both called Kidz Bop's greatest hits, which is confusing because.
How can they both be greatest hits?
Wouldn't this be Kidz Bop's greatest hits too?
I don't know. Doesn't Garth Brooks have something similar where, like, it's Garth Brooks' greatest hits, but he has, like, three different versions of his greatest hits?
Because every song
he's ever written is a greatest hit?
Oh, man. I should have gotten Garth Brooks for you.
Well, that's okay. Fun fact. One Christmas, I was the most excited I had ever been because it was a complete box set of Garth Brooks, including, like, a DVD version. And it was very cheap. I bought it with my own money at Walmart, and I gave it to my dad for Christmas. And he was like, oh, thanks. And he did not open it one time. It sat in our house unopened for years.
Well, at least he didn't throw it away, you know?
That's true. But I was so, like, upset.
If he threw it away, like,
now,
that'd be the problem.
I don't know where it is. Like, I think he's opened it now, but now I want it.
Big Garth Brooks fan.
Garth Brooks is not on Spotify.
He's not. Garth Brooks, very selective with what he does.
And, you know, he is on Sirius Radio, which my mom has in her car and my grandma has as well. And he plays other people's music. And I'm like, I respect that, but also I just want to hear you.
Yeah, where's the Garth, like, Brooks channel?
I don't want a country channel that's playing whatever.
You know, if there is a list of the greatest country stars of all time, and Garth Brooks isn't number one, that list is wrong.
It'd probably be like Johnny Cash or someone dead.
No, they're going to probably pick like Randy Travis or...
Tractor Trent.
Or Trent. Wait, who else? Dolly Parton's great.
Dolly Parton is a nice lady.
But she ain't no Garth Brooks.
Nobody is.
Okay, greatest country stars of all.
The thing is, I don't even really like country.
I've only ever listened to
Tim McGraw and Garth Brooks.
All right, 100 greatest country artists of all time ranked by Rolling Stone. So, okay. I mean, this is going to be...
Just tell us number one. I don't care about anything else. Is it Garth Brooks?
I'm going top 10.
Oh, my gosh. This is a Christmas episode.
I know. Well, this is... The people are invested. I know. Oh, I know they are. I feel it in their hearts.
Christmas and country music are both white
trash. All right, number 10, Garth Brooks.
No!
Number 10...
No.
You've got to be joking. You got to be joking. Number 10? Oh, my God. What's number 9? Probably Fruit Fly.
Kelly Pickler.
McEnany.
The Chicks.
I just made up a name. The Chicks.
Why is everyone like, oh, my God, the Chicks are back. They're so good. And I'm like, they took the offensive word Dixie out of their name, and now we love them? Is that a thing? Like, why?
We've always loved the Chicks. The
why?
Chicks make good music.
I don't know.
The Chicks make good music.
I don't know. I don't listen to them.
Okay, number 9, George Jones. Who's that?
Mm-mm. I have no idea.
Number 8, Dolly Parton. Really? You're gonna put Dolly Parton that low? Number 7, Waylon Jennings. I don't even know who that is.
Jennings is a good country name, though.
Key Tracks, Honky Tonk Heroes. Sure.
Keith Urban is going to be number five.
Number six, Willie Nelson.
Keith Urban's going to be number five.
Number five, The Carter Family.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Number four, Loretta Lynn.
I love the name Loretta.
Number three, you want to take a stab at it?
Johnny Cash.
It's Johnny Cash. That's right. Number two, you want to take a stab at it? Hank Williams.
Oh. He's famous.
Who wrote, Hey Good Looking and Your Cheating Heart.
Your Cheating Heart.
Number one, Billy Ray Elvis Cyrus. Presley.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, number one is Merle Haggard. None of those people hold a candle to our Garth.
And to wrap it up like a Christmas present and put it under the tree. Thank you for listening. We're not talking about country anymore.
No, what are you getting for Christmas?
Oh, this is fun. I don't remember.
Oh, God, let me pull up your list again.
What did you get for
me? Oh, my God, let me pull up your
list. Well, first, what would you actually get for me?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm trying to pull up the list.
If we had fake money and it price didn't matter.
I mean, I have real money.
No, I know, but if price didn't matter.
I mean, you really want the Troy Nambit thing.
That's true.
So I would have got that. And then wrapped inside of that, I would put in like paper. I'd probably put the soca in it.
Oh, so that's like, so oh, nice. What a surprise. What a great gift.
And then, yeah, I probably have Among Us attached with that.
Aw, cute.
The little coloring book, because you want it.
I think it's funny you that it's color by number.
It is funny. I found another one that wasn't color by number, but it seemed a little more sketchy in terms of being legit. So I picked the one that seemed legit.
Okay, what were all the things?
I just told you what I would get you.
No, the things on the list. Now I'm going to pick.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, is that not what we're doing?
No, it was the Among Us coloring book. It was the Troy Nambit mug. It was the cat condo tree tower with hammock bed.
Oh, yes.
It was Glee, the 3D concert movie.
How dare you?
Sokka and Kidz Bop Greatest Hits.
Definitely not Kidz Bop. Thanks, but no thanks.
You love Kidz Bop.
I don't, actually, but thanks.
You have so many good
memories.
I love
only my OG CD, safely tucked away up here on my shelf.
Where no one can find it.
I like your idea of the things wrapped up. I'm going to say that. Good job.
Great. Fantastic.
Okay.
I nailed it.
So then your presence, it was the transgender flag headband and wristband. Mm-hmm. The Sasha Banks plushie, Sabrina the Teenage Witch complete series, the Nickelodeon 90s graphic tee, Power Rangers Lightning Collection, and the 3,500 journals. What would you
I'd probably get the first three. Like, if I were to buy it myself, I'd probably get the first three. This is the most practical. I like the Lightning Collection one. However, I already have those action figures from a different set, so I don't need them. It's like, oh my god.
I would actually get you the first three things too. That's probably what I would have bought.
No, you'd give me the $5,000 one.
Ah, yes.
My God. All right.
That was fun. This was fun. Merry Christmas, everyone. Fun. If there was music underneath this, that was Christmas. I hope you enjoyed it. It's royalty free.
Best and worst holiday drinks. Best. I don't know. Is there?
I don't.
Have you ever had it?
I don't know if apple cider counts.
I like sparkling apple cider.
Oh my God. I love. Okay. My grandma just bought a 4-pack. It's going to get crazy this December.
Sally really wants me to drink eggnog, and I'm terrified of it. Honestly.
Don't be terrified. It's just not my fave.
I feel like I should cook it.
Okay, so best holiday drink? Cook it. Interesting.
Because it has eggs in it.
Well, it's already made.
I'm going to put it on the skillet and like make that little scrambled eggnog.
Okay. The best holiday drink, I'm just going to, you know what? Hot chocolate with a candy cane in it, I think. for if we're thinking like classic holidays. And the worst is Christmas ale. That shit is disgusting.
Christmas ale.
It's so bad.
So if you, we help that whether or not you you're with family or a chosen family or you're alone or whatever.
With your cat.
Speaking as a person who from a broken household on Christmas is very difficult. Just try to remember that you're thankful to be alive another year. And that Christmas is a day to reflect on what you've gained through the year and to positively reflect on what you've lost. Because there's always a positive within the things you've lost.
That was lovely. Remember, just in, did you find this helpful? There's always a positive and there's always a negative.
There's
but
always
no
a
matter
negative
what, there's a way to have fun with it.
Where can the people find us?
You can find us on Twitter at DYFTH podcast. Instagram and Facebook is Did You Find This Helpful? anchor.fm/didyoufindthishelpful for all of our episodes and links to other places and such. And you can email us at didyoufindthishelpful@gmail.com. We're also on Patreon. Just look up our name, Did You Find This Helpful?
That's all. Yes. And
if you
want to play
Among Us, join our Patreon. Become a patron today.
Become a patron, play Among Us with us, and maybe we'll get that Twitch channel started. So next week will be the last episode of our 2020 season.
Woohoo! Our debut! We have gotten through 70 some episodes. It's insane.
This is 71, so we will finish with episode 72.
I know, but we didn't count Did You Find This or Welcome to the Jungle as episodes. Like, we've done.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And the Glee episode. Oh, my God.
And the one that got lost to my computer.
The lost episode.
The lost episode because it was spattered with water.
So we've done about, I think, 76 by the end of this year.
Yeah, that's about right.
We're going to take off January, and we're going to rebrand. We're going to rebrand. Did You Find This Helpful?
Don't worry, we're still going to have our classics on there, but we're going to bring you some more educational material as well.
Yeah, so you're still going to get the guessing game, but you're also going to get something else.
And I might go so far as to predict that maybe you'll be able to share it with more people and find it more accessible than this weird Amazon podcast.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's going to be fun, but we will do an episode next week. We're not going to tell you the category because we don't know yet. And unless you have an idea.
Email us. We're here.
We'll pop in the middle of January to just give you an update. What's going on?
For some funsies.
And then we'll be back in February.
Yay.
Which will be terrifying. Did you find February helpful? I did.
Did you February help much?
All right. Have a wonderful holiday. We'll see you next week. Be safe and be well. And if you don't have a fireplace, go to Netflix. There's a Yuletide log that you could put on the background.
Wow. On Netflix?
Yeah, if you look up like Christmas log or something,
quite a lot.
You could just watch that for an hour.
Or you could watch something better.
Like the Community. Ariana Grande documentary. It just came out today.
Watch Community. Okay. Thanks for joining us. May you, we'll see you be soon. Warm and happy.
Yes.
We hope you found this helpful.
Dancing with the lights off. Here for good, we ain't never take no nights off. Make a mess, but I clean it with the lights off. Send the address, you slide as soon as I call.
You help me escape some sorrow. Now we enlightened. I'ma hold you tightly. And when you're here, I'm in Nirvana. Now you're right beside me. I'ma hold you tightly.